If we censor art, what is left to discuss? The reasons, the motivations behind the censorship of art, perhaps. Or would that also be censored? Something like the liar's paradox, as mentioned by in Is censorship openly discussed when censorship is also taking place? Can censorship be discussed simultaneously while it is happening? I am lying, says the liar. Would censored art be censored to discuss? A motivation to rename, rebrand, recontextualize. Be under the radar, under-scrutinized in opposition to overanalyzed. If we understand art, what is left to discuss? In a book I am currently reading, I read the following, I like. Oh, how I like this image. Oh, how I rediscover this thought I've had at many occasions, that of a text with millions of stories. Well, each set of eyes has a different rhythm, a singular attention span, personal assumptions of certain words and sentences and definitions. Some might skip over a sentence, some letters, misconstruct a narration or a structure. So many variables depending of the reader. These different circumstances put together, leave the text to interpretation, leave the things with the possibility for unlimited interpretations. If we misunderstand art, what is left to discuss? I am 126 pages into the book, and for the first time I smile and fold the bottom of the page, underline this sentence as not to forget its placement. Not that I didn't enjoy the book until that moment, but there is something in this sentence I recognized. Something I wanted to mark down, as to acknowledge it and be able to come back to it at any given moment. Not to censor, rather to underline. What is left to discuss? The ones that I stroke out. I left them out, for they are too concrete. Does it trigger your curiosity? If it beeps, does it trigger your imagination? If it is highlighted, is there any way you would not read it? Probably your eyes would roll back over, again and again. Like marbles, sliding towards the highlighted sentences. Like magnets, drawn to their opposites, a fluorescent body, so unnatural to our eyes that they are not to be missed. Impossible to ignore, a colored scream. If we underline censorship, what is left to art? The questions above triggered me to overlap the acts of highlighting and censoring and deleting. During the Japanese colonial period in Korea and from the 60s to the 80s during the military government, a lot of newspapers were censored, published as blank blocks or with blackened lines, a colorless shout. Highlighting and deleting texts within the line are the same movements. They offer different outcomes, with different intentions. To highlight becomes a form of militantism, to delete presents a twisted kind of activism. A space to enhance words, another to strike absence. For now, I want to highlight this sentence, not to censor, rather to underline.
If we censor art, what is left to discuss? Expression and representation are not the same thing. I once had a dream. If we censor art, are we hiding the lies? If we censor art, are we hiding the truth? If we censor art, people will still be tired. If we censor art, what should we talk about? Are we responsible? If we censor art, what should we talk about? If we censor art, who will start the conversation? If we discuss art, what is left to censor? Everything starts from within.
If we discuss art, where can we start? From within. If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion and who is left out? If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? Free will, but in a relational way. but with certain limitations. If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? Free will can be abusive and oppressive and cynical when it makes everything relative. Is there freedom to unbe? If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? Free will of being dust accumulated on archived folders, of being the expressions of denied evidences. If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? Social pressure, does it have a voice or is it polyphonic? If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? Social pressure is something you cannot escape from.
If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? The prosecutor cannot have the loudest voice. The prosecutor has left the room. The public opinion has agency. The public opinion has left the room. If we discuss art, who takes part in that discussion? The victim is not alone. The victim wants to speak. The victim was forgotten. If we discuss art, will you be able to sleep?
If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all, above the ground and below the sky? If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all, below the surface? If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? I don't compromise with censorship. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? If the words are not enough, the artwork must speak for itself.
If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? If the words are not enough to censor, if a gesture is not enough, if the words are not enough to censor, what gesture is the next step? If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? Something that hurts you can hurt somebody else. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? Something that hurts you grows bigger and bigger. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? Something that hurts you is something that cuts you off. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all to hide painful truths? A painless truth is a lie.
If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all to prevent damage? If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all to protect someone you love? I don't know. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all to protect someone you love? Then what is your protection about? If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all? Within I would smuggle a glimpse of truth. If we discuss art, would you censor anything at all within this entangled world? If we discuss art, would you censor art? And what is art then?
If we discuss censorship, who is allowed to speak and who has been silenced? Shall we pretend nothing happened? Shall we have a coffee one of these days? Shall we pretend nothing happened? Wait, did you get a new haircut? Shall we pretend nothing happened? What did you have for dinner? Shall we pretend nothing happened? What is your star sign?
The clouds in the sky, discussing about the weather forecast awkwardly in the spotlight. The clouds in the sky, discussing about the weather forecast awkwardly, intertwined and dependent. The clouds in the sky, discussing about the weather forecast, surprisingly aware of what they leave behind. The clouds in the sky, discussing about the weather forecast, when you cannot speak of anything else, because there are no words. The conversation ends. Silence around you makes you think.
The clouds in the sky, discussing about the weather forecast, when you cannot speak of anything else because there are no words, this is where it starts. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you cannot speak of anything else, don't be afraid to call it prescription. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you cannot speak of anything else, what is left to say? The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. Absence of words is loud, and there is no understanding of the why. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast, when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. Absence of words is loud because something is being forgotten. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast, when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us, absence of words is loud. It is a black mark. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast, when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us, absence of words is loud. It is a ripped off corner. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. Absence of words is loud. It is redressing mistakes. It is makeup on a bruise. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. Absence of words is loud. It is redressing mistakes. It was somebody else's fault.
The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. It feels awkward again. The clouds in the sky discussing about the weather forecast when you don't know what else to say and the silence weighs heavy on all of us. There is an elephant in the room. The clouds in the sky, would they continue their travels? The clouds in the sky, would they move on?
If
we
censor art,
what
is
left
to discuss?
But
what
is
right not
to
not
what is right
not
display
admire
What
is
right
not
to
to not
display
if we censor
what
is
right
not to
brush
explore what
is
right.
Right?
Not to
border. 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 What
is
right?
Right?
Not
to
border. Border.
If we censor art, what is left to discuss?
What does art mean to us?
A calling, a gut feeling you can't ignore, for lack of a better word, a labor of love. A cryptic yet decipherable language, a way to say something without actually saying it, because some things can't be expressed through just words.
The way I can address and express my most pressing thoughts and feelings, the way I can address a topic that I'm passionate about.
Art is a mode of address. Is there always an addressee? Sometimes I feel like I'm expressing into a void.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable to share what you have created?
Sometimes, when something feels half-baked or isn't yet in a digestible state. But at the same time, this uncomfortable feeling is part of the process, and accepting and going along with it can take you to unexpected and even more interesting places.
Yeah, when I doubt myself, sometimes I fear what people will think about it. Perhaps I'm afraid of harsh critique or feeling that my work is a joke. Sometimes I don't believe my work is good enough. Sometimes I feel I will be misunderstood. Or whatever I do doesn't matter at all.
Does the environment you're in shape your practice or creation process?
All the time. I'm so easy to be influenced by things happening around me. I think I'm quite sensitive. I observe and feel things, and then I need to digest them and get them out of my system.
I can relate. It can also be difficult when you're trying to go with the motions and you haven't properly digested some things yet or are still in the marinating process.
When I'm forced to create after a quick snack, I feel like the outcome is not really solid. I need more time to process the things before I'm able to reflect and turn them into something valuable. But then when I know what I want to do, I can do it really fast.
What do you or would like to refrain from in your artistic practice?
Fear and holding myself back. Easier said than done, though.
But then this push and pull is also where growth happens.
We're growing up all the time.
Is there a common refrain in your creations? An uncommon one you'd like to see more of or experiment with? For me, I feel like there is, is taking shape, but hasn't quite crystallized yet.
I feel like my music is always in different genres. I'm constantly trying out new things and aesthetics, but then a lot of people still say that they recognize my voice. I guess the refrain is me. I'm looking for one that I can see, but it's actually the one other people see that matters.
What's left to discuss?
And I guess I'm not the most qualified to talk. And perhaps that is my undoing score. I can think of big scary events that make us gather in the streets, or in wide naked squares helpless to the gates. Designed for great speeches, markets, and parades. For the troops, the students, the peaceful, and the free. Citizens that pace for individual growth and saints. Thoroughly wash their hands and clean their face. And though I lack your passion for a common democratic state, I can but see the lines that orient and those that erase. What is censorship? The state
that in one evening such the public media station that used to serve the unified nation while it shouldn't, that station that has been framing illegal immigration and talks about terrorists and lazy and unskilled, the official fines for gay kisses on Prime TV, the thankful tolerance as long as we aren't seen, the murder of the sick body in the middle of the day, in the heart of the center by the presence of the crowd, by the acknowledged and the accepted and the normal, whose violence says who is normal and abnormal. What is censorship? The idea that I am someone else rather than me.
I've been doing this since years, and I find it interesting that after a show, people come up to me and thank me for making them laugh or for making them feel touched, just for making them feel something. And I ask myself if that is what we're doing here. Artists make people feel something. Like, if you want to laugh, you go to a comedy night, and if you want to feel sad, then you might watch this very sad movie, and poetry could make you feel nostalgic, and so on. And that just made me think, like, art is like a shopping catalog for feelings, and you can just buy whatever you want. You call us performers, I call us dealers. Our emotions, you want to see us perform emotion like hyenas. We are here to fill arenas. Our stage is like a shopping catalog. Choose to buy what you are looking for. Everyone is coming by. Tell me your needs, I'm gonna comply. Because I can do it all, and you would be surprised. Because this mind is as deep as your self-esteem, and that's also why they call me the machine. I can give you tears, I can give you rage. When I come on stage, scene is set, you're my marionettes, and the show begins, pulling strings like a violin. My ego is a diamond ring. I'll let you feel what you paid for. Meet the machine you were waiting for. Culture saves us on a daily basis. I know enough faces that can make it. Go to my homie, he knows how to phrase it, and you'll only read his poetry. My friends are making art here, breaking hearts here, making music that is too sick. I know painters and entertainers, and creators and animators. Forget the haters of labor, that does the haters a favor by giving them the feels every day. We're just fulfilling needs here, being low paid. It's always worth to spend some money on the words leaving my mouth, honey. Standing ovation in a basement, big applause, no replacement. For the big names in the small spaces, and the small names are never displaced. People are hungry, they wanna see mommy, mommy's gotta feed them like a tsunami. Couple the air coming out of my mouth, I model the sphere, I model the crowd. You wanna hear my wit and my thoughts? Give me applause, I'm not gonna pause. Try to stop me, it's your loss. But if you're trying to censor art, what is left to discuss?